So once you eventually start down this journey and begin taking on clients, you're going to be able to identify for yourself the three main different types of mindset that people are going to come to you with. One type of mindset is going to serve people, but the other two types of mindsets, if they are inflexible or unflexible in the mindsets, are not going to serve them at all. Now, this lesson I like to refer to as the wise mind. And the wise mind is a balanced mind. The wise mind is a mind that understands its goals, understands why it does the things that it does. It is able to reflect, it's able to embrace emotions, but it's also able to manage emotions. It's one that doesn't focus solely on intellect or reasoning. It's one that finds the balance between the two. And when we're talking about life balance, what we're talking about is developing a wise mind, because the quality of our lives for most people is going to be determined by how balanced their life circumstances are. But what I'm going to suggest to you here is an alternate way of looking at this. The quality of our lives is going to be based upon how balanced we are mentally and emotionally. So think about that one. Now, three different types of people will potentially come to you. Once you open up your practice, you've got your website, you've got your social medias, you're perhaps registered on a few different directories or something like that, and I'll give more information on all that practical kind of stuff later on in the course. But they're going to come to you with their stuff, with their issues, with their problems. Some people are going to come to you where they live pretty much 100% of the time in the emotional part of their minds, where they're most of the time completely unaware of what they're thinking. They're unaware of how their thoughts influence their feelings. They therefore assume that because they're feeling happy or sad, those days are happy days or sad days. Now remember the model I shared with you earlier on. We looked at facts, feelings and faith, didn't we? Well, this is kind of emotional people. People who live lives in the emotional part of their brains are generally living on this up and down emotional roller coaster. And you're going to come across many people like this. The goal for you, the reason I'm sharing this lesson, this insight, is to help you define what it is that you're actually working towards as you begin communicating and interacting with those that you go on to work with. This is your ultimate goal, developing the balance between the reasonable mind and the emotional part of your mind, and developing more of a wise mind where they just become more aware of who they are, why they respond to life the way in which they do, and what it is they also fundamentally want. So many people in life are governed and driven by their emotions. Those people are, you're going to find, very, very difficult to trust or rely on, because most of the time they'll make emotionally led decisions. These people will generally be quite reactive opposed to proactive. Then you have people who live on the other side of the fence, people who live most of the time in the reasonable or the rational part of their minds. And these people generally a lot more intellectual. They're generally they might come to you for more information. They want you to explain to them why they are the way that they are, so they can understand it on a head level. Now the problem with this is that even people who've taken this course so far, people who operate and spend more time in the reasonable part of their minds, or the rational, or the more analytical part of their minds, most likely have hated that last core values section. Because when we're talking about core values, it's completely irrational, it's completely unreasonable, isn't it? There's no rhyme nor reason to it. Core values are messy, they're all over the place. Whereas people that live in this part of their minds, like order, structure, definitive answers, they like to know whether things are black or white. And when it comes to life coaching, there is no black or white, because all people are completely unique. So the reason I share all this with you is just to give you more of a goal of what it is you actually want to be working towards in the context of any coaching relationship that you enter into. Understanding the difference between the emotional part of the mind and the reasonable part of the mind will allow you to identify where it is you want to be going. People who live too far on the left, are going to be more overly analytical, which poses a huge limitation and restriction and barrier, whereas people who live too far on the right, on the emotional side, again, will live completely inconsistent lives, up and down like a yo-yo most of the time. Wisdom is about establishing that balance. Now, to give you a much deeper insight to understanding this, there is a book that's pretty much been solely assigned to explaining this very phenomena. It's called The Chimp Paradox. This book, to be honest with you, I didn't fully subscribe to everything that the book went on to discuss, but the first four sections, I felt done a phenomenal job at explaining the two different types of mind that we have in a very, very easy to understand way. Now, I'm going to make that recommended read at this part of the course for those who perhaps are more, you know, reasonably minded and who want to go off and do more study to better understand. And if that is you, then I'm going to strongly encourage you to do that right now before moving on with the rest of the course. Reason being is if we can understand how our minds work on a biological level slightly more effectively, then this is going to enable us to empathically relate to other people far more effectively. Now, I've just thrown in a new word here, empathically relate. Empathically relate is where we understand people, whilst we might not always understand them, we can appreciate where they're at. We can appreciate without necessarily understanding, which some people might express as extending someone grace, if that makes sense. In the past, we've talked about how people don't always do the things that they do for the reasons we would naturally be inclined to think that they do them. Well, this is because if we operate more from the emotional part of our mind, well, we're not going to understand those that operate more on the reasonable part of their minds. And vice versa. In fact, people who are more emotionally led will sometimes feel quite intimidated by those who operate in this part of their minds, and vice versa. So you see, if we as life coaches can strive to develop wise minds, then guess what? We can stand right in the middle and then empathically relate and be able to understand both. So this is a goal for us, but it's also given us a framework to better understand those who are eventually going to be coming through our doors. So in the additional materials section, I've attached a link to the book I've just recommended, The Chimp Paradox, and there's also a mini worksheet that I'm going to encourage you to print off, and again, build this into your repertoire of life coaching resources, one that you can use upon yourself, or it's one that, if you feel appropriate, you can share with the clients that you eventually go on to serve. So, hope this makes sense, and I'll look forward to seeing you again in the next video.